Hello and a pleasant welcome to Perspectives, where we report the issues from the viewpoints of our correspondents. My name is Kingsley Obinchere. In this edition, ICPD, 25 years on, the conference that changed the face of the population conversation. How has it affected real life? CSIR, the giant that seemed to be losing out on the marketing front, and also the mega pension, the pen pusher's dream, and the salt and pepper appearance fees. Please be our guest. And now to the stories. The world will gather in Nairobi, Kenya later this year to look at progress made after the landmark International Conference on Population and Development in 1994. For many players in this sector, significant progress has been made in placing population issues at the center of many development discussions. Reproductive health issues is getting more attention in the media, and the lid on what initially will not be openly discussed has been lifted. However, in spite of the progress, there is still so much to do in relation to family sizes, early marriage, and gender parity issues, among others. Players in the sector and thought leaders recently met to evaluate what has been done and what is still left to be done. Yours sincerely has more on it. It was a meeting of the titans in the population and development circles, some not seen in quite a period. A quick look at them all showed how rich we are as a country in producing world-class experts in managing challenges of the globe. As I settled into my seat at this reconnection program in relation to the International Conference on Population and Development after 25 years, I wondered whether all the eminent personalities were around, because we seldom hear from them. During the introduction of this program, put together by the UN Population Fund and supported by the Canadian High Commission, Dr. Charlotte Gardner's name sprang at me. I recollected when I was a very young man long ago and how she was so adept at addressing maternal issues and the well-being of mothers at the Mamprobi Polyclinic. I wanted to be sure that she was the one, and she confirmed it. Yes, this is one of the actors in the sector when the Millennium Development Goals were not here, let alone its successor, the Sustainable Development Goals. They were playing a role during the difficult days when maternal mortality rates in Ghana were nothing to write home about, and they pushed action in addition to education. Later on, Dr. Gardner moved on to join the UN Population Fund as a senior technical officer at the UNFPA Technical and Policy Division during the period when Nafis Sadiq was the head of the organization. Safe motherhood remained one of her core concerns. As the world prepared to mark 1998 as the year of safe motherhood, this is what Dr. Charlotte Gardner had to say. Quote, "It's a tragedy that many women still cannot choose to have their baby in safety," unquote. At the time, the estimates showed that there was close to 600,000 pregnancy-related deaths each year, and in addition, another 50 million women are injured as a result of pregnancy or childbirth. Did you ever hear of the fistula that makes many women outcasts? Other experts at the time kept stressing that now is the time to act before one more life of a woman is lost needlessly, and we are still talking about same. Still looking at what happened in 1998, the push was clear about the fact that making motherhood safer requires more than good quality reproductive health services. Women empowerment and their human rights were seen as essential condiments in helping the process. These will entail good quality services and information during and after pregnancy and childbirth. 4 years before that, the world had met in Cairo in what became a landmark ICPD conference that effectively linked the population and development nexus. Since that time, so much has been done through what was called the ICPD Program of Action. It is good to note that Ghana's own Professor Fred Togosai was in the driving seat for that conference. Fast forward 25 years on, the world is evaluating the progress made. As population experts and non-governmental agencies, together with concerned individuals, gathered in Accra during the week at the Africa-China Conference on Population and Development, papers presented showed how much the world has achieved since the Cairo Conference in 1994. maternal mortality figures have reduced, but I say one woman dying is too much on the premise that whose daughter or wife should that be? Better still, who would desire a sister or mother to die due to pregnancy-related complications? This is why speaker after speaker stressed how far we have come, but how far we are left to go. Dr. Natalia Kenem, the UNFP executive director, couldn't have put it better when she stated that action on that front remains an unfinished business. In all this, funding is vital. That is why the Canadian government's commitment of $1.4 billion to reproductive health and rights issues cannot be glossed over. For Professor Tsai, the progress made is good, but he is still concerned that if we do not do more, the little progress will be eroded. But what is ICPD to the ordinary person? Simply, it is the micro population and development issues around you. That teenage pregnancy, the outdooring programs that last all night of very young ones, the issue of early marriage, and the deterioration of our environment because places seem to be exceeding their current capacity. These are all challenges. The rapid urbanization, the youth bulge, pollution and waste management challenges are all signs of the need to be awake to what should be addressed. However, one issue remains relevant. Thought leaders believe that all our talk should be backed by action so that towards Agenda 2030 or the Sustainable Development Goals, the script will sound more positive on their achievements.